After a large campaign by both the public and the public representatives, the Dunfanaghy Main Street project is to be funded approximately from Moore's Garage up towards the Ozenham Centre, something that will be very welcomed by locals and indeed tourists. There is a larger scheme that will need to happen there, and that we'll need to try to get the street widened at certain points because the street in Dunfanaghy through the main street is quite narrow. The log cabin in Creasla, which is synonymous with dangerous accidents and what have you, the NRA and the TII have now committed that they are going to fund this project. There will have to be preliminary design works carried out, which will be fairly intensive given the nature of the strata that is at the Drimnagh Raw log cabin location. But the NRA have said that they are prepared to fund it in 2016, and a continuation then of a scheme to the south of Gardahawk, which will pull towards the Gador area from Fannaboy up towards Dunluce Junction.
Now, you've got the heads up from a source within TII about this allocation. There is, we understand, more to come for the Glenties area and elsewhere in Donegal, and we can expect an announcement, do you think, in the coming days?
I'd be fairly hopeful that an announcement, and this will form somewhat of a larger package of funding which may come. And I suppose why I received the heads up is because I'm continuously making representations and haranguing the offices of the NRA to ensure that these projects are funded. I made another call on Friday, and I was positively advised that these schemes are on a list, and it's expected that up to 7 or 8 projects throughout the county will form the main part of the resurfacing pavement list.